a John Doe process, which we now know went incredibly awry from where it originally started. It was supposed to be a secret process so people were not charged or convicted by innuendo as opposed to actual evidence. So when somebody made the overt action to leak information to a foreign newspaper so it couldn't be traced, that's a crime, which is why we asked the Attorney General to investigate. Now, it seems like they are not able to nail down exactly who did it, but they have certainly narrowed the scope. So the idea that individuals who potentially are on this short list of having committed a crime are now going to be in charge of running ethics and elections seems preposterous to me, which is why I thought it was reasonable to ask for resignations to say, look, we want a process that is above reproach. Imagine going to a baseball or a football game and not having absolute confidence that the umpire or the referee is going to call balls and strikes exactly like they see them and not favor one team. Even though sometimes you wonder, you try to assume that that process is fair. Well, we need to have the exact same confidence in the people who run our elections. So the very fact that some of the people who work there are still under investigation or potentially were the leaks is of great concern to me, because how do I know they're not going to do it again when they get a decision that they don't like from our new structure? So that's why, you know, Governor Walker, of course, and the investigations that focused on him were hyperpartisan. That's not fair. We don't want that to ever happen again. So the Senate has the duty to confirm those nominees. Whether they do or not, that has no bearing on me. I have nothing to say about that. That's the Senate's prerogative. But I certainly think that if we have the ability to get further into the investigation to learn who committed those crimes, we should do it.